Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline. I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
I've got a stomach pain that's caucus low. Monday. And Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. And Dr. Most, we have survived the evening in Des Moines, and we're ready for caucus day. Will you be caucusing?
Yes, I will be caucusing. I'm going to go to my neighbor's house and tell them who I'm going to vote for. I think that's how it works, right?
Well, you know what? That could be like, you know, it's like play the game at home. It's the home game of caucusing. You just go by your neighbor's house and you have a discussion, and then you tell them what you're voting for. It's good practice.
I thought you said it was carcassing.
No, carcassing would be different. Yeah. All right, so I know you and I have talked about this on the golf course and various other places. The effect of the Affordable Care Act on health care by way of hospitals and doctors, it's significant, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very significant. You know, we have talked. It's the individuals with those chronic illnesses that couldn't get care. That's the people who had the biggest impact, that has allowed them to get care, that at least it is somewhat affordable prior to where they couldn't get care at all. But it still has some faults, and it still has some things that need to be corrected.
And among those faults are high deductibles and higher premiums for just about everybody. Maybe not so much losing your doctor. A lot of doctors are available in the same networks, but it might cost you more to see them. But it also, there are a lot of doctors getting out of the business because of the insurance consideration. So there's a lot of tentacles to this.
There are. And, you know, you hit on probably the biggest one, and that is the deductible. You know, when Obamacare first came out in 2014, you saw a lot of people going to the silver plans. So just to give people a little background, there are multiple level plans named on metals, obviously. So the bronze plan is the lowest plan, then the silver plan, the gold plan, platinum plan. So a lot of people went to that silver plan, and those are the individuals with chronic illnesses that knew what their medication costs were, that knew what their total medical costs were, and they did the math to find out that that's the plan for them. At that time, when we first started, the fine for not getting insurance was only $95. So a lot of people held off and said, you know what, I'll pay the fine. This year now, that fine has gotten up to $695, and now you're going to start, at least in my opinion, it'll be interesting to see if the stats come out, you're going to see a rush to the bronze plans. All those individuals who have held off and paid the fines, and now it's gotten to a point where, hey, I'm not going to take that fine, I'm going to get insurance now, but I think it's going to be at that lower level with a very high deductible.
Yeah, to go back to the deductible piece of this, generally speaking, the common knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, is when you're younger and healthier, you can roll with a higher deductible, but when you're older, you want to have a lower deductible because you're going to use the insurance more.
That's exactly it. The people that are young and healthy thinking, you know what, I didn't go to the doctor at all last year. The chance of me having to pay a $6,000 deductible, I'm not worried about that. As you age more, the chance of you paying that deductible or getting hit with a catastrophic illness definitely increases, and that's where you still have to figure a lot of these people are saying, am I going to put better food on my plate? Am I going to pay my rent? Am I going to pay my heat? Or am I going to pay that lower deductible and roll the dice that I don't get sick again?
When we come back from the traffic, a couple of questions for you, because the various things that we've heard on the Republican side, and Pat Brady told me if I'm right about this, are to open up health care and open up the insurance game where you can buy insurance across state lines.
Yeah, that's exactly. The politics of it, though, the Obamacare did not have one Republican vote on it, so this was a total Democrat bill, and a lot of the things that the Republicans wanted, like portability and things like that, that actually ended up the bill, they would have agreed on, but so it was a pretty partisan bill.
So if interstate insurance buying is helpful to hospitals, and what do we do? What are some simple things you hear amongst hospitals, not just yours, obviously, at Northwestern Medicine Impact every day, but things you hear from doctors in the hospitals around the country that they're saying, well, it'd help if we did this or that. That's what we'll take up with Dr. Most in a moment. Again, he's here prior as a sponsor by Northwestern Medicine Impact every day. Live at the Iowa caucuses in Des Moines with ABC News Radio, it's Steve Cochran, 100 Arrows. Pat Brady's here. Chuck Todd will join us after 7 o'clock before he does the Today Show. And we'll talk to Chuck. He's a regular guest, as you know, week to week if you listen. And we've got lots of people coming up as well to check in with around here. You know, we've had the candidates get pitched to us in a bunch of ways. And, you know, Senator Santorum wanted to come out and get the we've heard from everybody at this point who we want to hear from. I mean, honestly, if Trump swings by, we'll talk to him. But I would rather hear from the people of Iowa that you're going to go out and see in the big story and talk about what we know to be true about everything that's gone on, like in the case with Dr. Kevin Most, who joins us now. You go around to these hospital meetings, Doc, and you talk to other doctors and other administrators around the country. Because I'm not a believer in blow up all of Obamacare and start over, because I have no faith in Congress. I have no faith in Congress being able to get anything done at that point, and there are people who are benefiting for having insurance for the first time in a long time, if maybe not forever. So, or maybe they never had insurance. So because of that, I don't believe in this repeal Obamacare stuff, but there are certainly problems with it. So how do we make it better for hospitals?
No, you know, there are problems, but like you said, there are some very good things about it. You know, we as a country need to get back to preventative medicine. Instead of treating illness, we need to get to a point of preventing it and identifying it much earlier. And Obamacare takes care of that. It pays for cancer screening. It pays to have those routine physicals. Those are covered benefits for everybody on every plan. And that's really important, because if we can treat illness, identify illness early, or prevent illness, we're going to see decreased lower costs, obviously. I think, you know, some of the issues that we have is, you know, as Pat said, you know, the portability of insurance across state lines. And we all know, if you took a class in statistics or if you know anything about insurance, it's all about the volume in the population so that you can diminish your risk over a larger population.
Right.
It doesn't take an actuary to do that. So when you keep it small and you keep it within the state, you're going to also have a couple things. One, you're going to have a similar population, and two, you're going to have a smaller population. So as we look at it, what we would really like to do is to make sure that we can allow this to be more affordable. The way to do it to be more affordable is one of two things. You're going to lower your risk so that you have more people in it, which is either going to allow you to lower your premium, or it's going to allow you to offer more services at a lower deductible. That's going to be the big win. Hospitals have won, I would say, in some things, because some of these individuals with catastrophic illness that would get bills of millions of dollars, now a great portion of that is going to be covered. But it's the day-to-day guy who still can't afford insurance that the problem is there.
Well, like most, pardon me, most empty political promises, blowing up Obamacare, repealing and replacing is not going to fix it. But then the Bernie Sanders thing on the other side is to go back to probably what we should have done initially, which was fix Medicare. But I don't know the upside to going back and reinventing that wheel now either. Or maybe there is for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, and Medicare is going to be a problem as we advance. Look at baby boomers, 10,000 baby boomers every day being put onto the Medicare dockets. I'm sorry, that math is not going to work after a while. An individual, something's going to have to happen where that shift is going to be pushed back onto the patient, or it's going to go bankrupt. So I'm not sure what the solution is there, but something is going to have to happen. And we have a lot of people who are coming into that senior retirement age that are planning on Medicare, and Medicare at a cost that they can afford now. So if that's going to change, we need to start changing that now so that people that are 5-10 years from retirement can make those financial adjustments so that they will have coverage as they age.
Hey, Doc, this seems the discussion's all on the costs and the insurance side. Has this affected the treatment? I mean, how good the treatment people are receiving?
Well, I don't think it has yet, Pat. You know, we haven't gotten to a point where we're rationing care. We're still treating patients very appropriately. I think a couple issues there. Is it going to slow down technology in this country? Is it going to slow down drug advancements in this country? That's possible. But I do think that as we start to age, the population ages, and hospitals don't have the funds to reinvest back into the community to make sure that we have all the equipment and the newest and greatest technology, we will start to see a decline in some of that. I think that's probably going to happen over the next 10 years, not something that's going to happen tomorrow, but certainly the plan or the forecast would look like that.
As we go forward with this and we come to the two nominees and then the conventions of the summer and obviously the election, how big a story is healthcare going to be going forward?
Personally, it'll be interesting to hear what Pat says. I personally think it's going to be huge. You know, I think you
but
have
for,
Hillary.
But my point is for both parties.
Absolutely.
Because I think even if Hillary is the nominee, and certainly at this point we expect her to be, but if Hillary is the eventual nominee, she has to address people's concerns about it. Because it's not just a Republican concern. There's a lot of Democrats out there concerned about the deductibles they're paying and everything we've already discussed here.
Yeah, the effects are hitting me and other people. And so it will be – I still don't think it's going to be a number one issue. That's going to be national security and foreign policy. But because a lot of this has been litigated already for the last 25 years,
right.
It'll be top two or three issues, I would suspect.
Couldn't agree more. And look at even people saying the minimum wage should be raised, right? So if you take a family of four, 200% of the federal poverty level is about $48,000. There's a lot of voters who sit in that area right there that are living paycheck to paycheck that don't have $2,000, $5,000, $6,000 in a bank account to pay for a catastrophic illness. So that should come into play. I mean, if I was a voter and I lived in that federal poverty level and didn't see commerce growing, didn't see a lot of growth, and didn't see my chances for that improving, then, boy, my expenses every month is something that I'm going to be looking at and how that candidate's going to impact that.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. You got big plans tonight?
You know what? I'll probably watch this a little bit. What? It starts. Results start to get down around 7, so that'll.
Well, it's an interesting thing going on with technology tonight. Microsoft is on the hook for all of this, and Microsoft has set up the media center here, and we like what we see.
Wow.
But Microsoft is going to be returning the numbers tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go to either the Democrat or State Republican State Party sites, you get up to the minute results.
Right.
A lot different than past years.
So cool. Microsoft is on the hook to make sure they get it right. Rick Santorum still thinks he's going to win in the end.
Well, you guys travel safe, too, because you're going to have a storm, I think, tonight as well, right?
I think we're going to be okay. But then again, I'm not that
well.
We're
cautiously optimistic.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital and Northwestern Medicine, impact every day.